Masters Baseball is on the air. Tonight's playoff game against China is made possible by Hales Master Clearing and Mulching, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Plan North Architecture, Burton ISD, College Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Burnham National Bank, Dahman and Associates, BVR Materials, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Burnham Collision Center, Memorial Oak Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Glenn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Genitile, Citizens at Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, Larry Pape Construction, Burton Veterinarian Clinic, Tiger Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Thielerman Construction, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Katie, Trent, and Tucker, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Sandtown Catering, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki, the pregame, right after these words from our sponsors.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal. Not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
To Burton alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc., congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interests first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Jack Fisher Field in Elgin, where it is the Burton Panthers taking on the taking on the Shiner Comanches, and everybody's still filing in the field, and some construction going on here, so it's a little bit of a stretch getting in and out and moving around in here, but Daryl, we're here and we're ready for some baseball tonight.
Yeah, this should be one heavyweight battle. You know, they got one loss, we got three. One win, winner take all. Witt on the mound for us, that's our ace all year, and huge, beautiful field. Lots of foul territory. If pass ball here, you could easily take two bases if not hustling on the defensive end.
Yeah, and the weather turned off nice. Of course, we were expecting possibility of showers, but luckily those passed through this morning, and they moved out of here, and now we should have a gorgeous night for baseball.
Be a tremendous night for baseball. Great crowd here. Fans are still moving in, and I wouldn't expect anything less. I challenge my cheerleaders that we're going to have to be extra loud tonight to let them boys hear us, that we're here behind them. Kids play off of that, feed off of that, and we're going to have to be really loud and give them 110%.
Absolutely, and we're just getting started. We got more to come here on the pregame. First, let's send you back to the studios near 2 minutes from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trail Masters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trail Masters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trail Masters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther baseball team a successful playoff season.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
And as we come back here, don't forget this reminder. Don't miss the final UIL State Event of the Year, the 2026 State Baseball Championships, taking place June 4th through June 6th at Del Diamond and the Round Rock. For schedules, spectator, and ticket information, please visit UILTexas.org/baseball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/baseball. And as we come back here, as we mentioned, these two teams meeting here, and Elgin, they've had some common opponents throughout the year. Shiner's only loss was to Schulenburg back during tournament. I think it was during tournament season, 3-2, and Burton lost Schulenburg 5-4. Both teams beat Weimer during the course of the year, so they had a few familiar opponents with each other, and both kind of hard to judge on that because both about roughly the same score.
Yeah, it's going to be about as even match as we can get. It's going to start up there on the bump, and you know, it would be great. I'd talk every day or every game, give me 3 runs that first inning. I'm asking for 1 today just to relax some nerves. You know, I think in this game here, the team that makes the most errors, they're going to be going home.
Exactly, and we know Tyler Witt, junior this year, third year at the varsity level. He's had a chance to pitch in these playoff situations before, so he knows what's coming.
Yeah, he's, you know, anytime he gets up there on the mound, you feel good about your chances. But he has to have his A game, and our defense has to have our A game, too, when they get out on the field. We have to make all the routine plays. We have to make here or there a really great play to to be in the ball game, because I've been watching them warm up. Shiner got some arms out there in the outfield. Their infield is solid as a rock. I'm sure their pitcher is going to be awful good too, but Coach Thaler will have them ready.
Absolutely. And we got more to come here on the pregame, but first let's send you back and let's hear two more minutes from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic provides dependable veterinary care and surgical services for both small pets and large animals, all while supporting the youth of Washington County. They're especially proud of the Burton Panthers baseball team as they continue their playoff run toward state. Way to go, Panthers! For trusted care that keeps your animals healthy and thriving, visit Washington Animal Clinic at 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to schedule an appointment today. Washington Animal Clinic is cheering on the Panthers all the way to state.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. And as Burton Baseball heads into playoff action, Burton Meat Processing is proud to back the Panthers. Congratulations on a strong season and best of luck on the field.
All right, as we come back here, and let's take a look at our starting lineups. First, for the Shiner Comanches, it's going to be Jake Semper leading things off, playing second base. Batting second will be the shortstop, Lane Semper. Batting third, the catcher, Jacob Nevada. Or Narada, excuse me. Can't even read my own writing there. Batting fourth, first baseman, Bodie Werner. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, Landon Paler. Batting sixth, the pitcher, Charlie Clifford. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Kai Herman. Batting eighth, designated hitter, Luke Durlam, and he's going to be hitting for the center fielder, Bo Bain. Batting ninth will be the left fielder, Landon Christensen. And now the starting lineups for the Burton Panthers. It's going to be Tyler Witt leading things off, doing the pitching. Batting second will be the second baseman, Logan Tosta. And then batting third will be the center fielder, Braden Martin. Or excuse me, the catcher, Braden Martin. And batting fourth will be the center fielder, Ruben Rodriguez. Batting fifth, shortstop, Ryder Biggs. Batting sixth, first baseman, Eli Yeager. Batting seventh, the designated player, Isaac Mattis. And Mattis is going to be hitting for the third baseman, Houston Hody. Batting eighth, left fielder, Matthew Raymer. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Coy Gurka. And that is a look at the starting lineup for the two teams. And we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Kenduratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenduratile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenduratile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenduratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Glad North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers baseball team in the playoffs.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Summer is almost here, and the Blue Bell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
All right, as we come back here to Jack Fisher Field, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you. And the Burton Panthers get to take on the Shiner Comanches. And, Daryl, I like them doing this on the Wednesday, especially with it being graduation week this week. And, of course, that's where everybody's focus is going to be on Friday night. So best to get the game in and then and then the next 2 days they can focus on the big ceremony.
You know, and plus with the weather, later in the week it was more of a chance of rain that you're putting yourself in a bind that you have to get it in. But, yes, graduation is a very special day. But at the same time, and graduates don't get mad at Daryl for saying this, but when you are playing ball at this time of the year, you're very close to that state tournament, and that's what you play high school sports for, is to go win a state title for your school. And these boys are tonight, next week, and one more away from winning or getting a chance to play in a state title game. Yep. Which it's something you'll never forget. I say it all the time. I got to play in 1982, and I could tell you every play right now of something that's very special in my life. And I want these boys to experience this, because you don't know how great a feeling that is unless you've played in it. You can hear friends and people talk about getting to play in a title, state title game, till you get to go. Back when I played, the only time we played on turf when we got to play at Longhorn Stadium for the state title game, everything else was grass burrs and ant mounds and stuff like that, but we wouldn't have traded the rock pit for nothing to get the play. Now these kids, pretty much every game, they get to play on turf. And so that takes that little bit of, man, this is exciting, we get to play on turf, out of the equation to, I get to play it for a state title game. But you have to take one at a time. Tonight, Shiner, they're not going to lay down. They remember from last year that we beat them. You know, I hope their fan is here that chirped so much last year. First pitch, he got up on the wire, and he started chirping at the umpires, and that was a bonus for us and everything. So I hope he's here chirping tonight again at the umpires. But I just hope for these boys. You know, Matt Raymer, Biggs, and Archer, the three seniors, don't ever want it to be your last game that you pull that uniform off as a Burton Panther, and that's what they're playing for tonight.
Exactly. And we got more to come here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
So, how's the new job?
Love it.
But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs. And let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Larry Podby Construction is proud to support the Burton Panther baseball team, specializing in residential custom homes. You'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Podby Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. Larry and Ann are wishing the Burton Panthers baseball team and their coaches the best of luck in the playoffs. Go Panthers all the way.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, as we come back here to Jack Fisher Field in Elgin, Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki on this Wednesday night. So glad you could be with us. As it's Burton Panther baseball, this is the Region 4 championship game. And just one game, winner take all. And one thing we hadn't talked about, Darryl, when you go from playing two out of three to go to a one game winner take all, it almost has to be more of a sense of an urgency out there because you know, if you don't win tonight, there is no tomorrow.
Yeah, it is. It's so much pressure on it. Every game, every ball that's hit, it's so much pressure that I have to make that play. When I have a runner in scoring position, I have to sit there and get me a hit, or I have to put the ball in play. It is added pressure to it, but as Coach Thaler is, he's confident in his team, and that's why we're doing it. If he wasn't confident in his guys, we'd probably be playing two out of three. But here we are. Ain't nothing else we do except for they strap their pants on the same way we do. We just got to bow our neck here and play Burton Panther baseball and have a great, great game. The weather is perfect.
Yeah.
But huge field, they don't have no dimensions up, but
yeah.
It's a lot of room out there, buddy, with a high wall and center.
Absolutely.
But tremendous night for ball.
And we're going to take another break and be back with another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
The Burton Panthers baseball team is charging into the playoffs with determination, pride, and Panther power. Show your support as they battle for every run and every win. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering is ready to serve up winning flavor with a full lineup of delicious menu options, including crowd favorite barbecue. Call Wade today to reserve your date and let Sandtown Catering handle the food. Congratulations to the Panthers on an outstanding season. Go Big Red!
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, as we come back here, and looks like the coaches are out there meeting with the umpires, going over the ground rules here at the ballpark. It is the Region 4 championship game. Burton Panthers and the Shiner Comanches. Burton dressed out in the gray uniforms this evening with the red letters and numbers. Shiner with the white pants and the purple jerseys. And it looks like we're ready for about ready for the official introductions and our national anthem.
Looks like wind is blowing out tonight. The other night everything was pushing in and stuff, but the flag is blowing out.
Yep.
Like I said, it's about probably a 10-foot wall till you get to center, and then about a 15-foot wall out dead center that you'd have to take a pretty good poke to get out of here, but hit some gaps and let's run.
All right, just waiting for them to get the official announcement.
Lineups for tonight's game. Leading off for the Panthers, number 11, Tyler Witt. Batting second, number 4, Logan Tosta. Batting third, number 13, Braden Martin. Batting fourth, number 8, Ruben Rodriguez. Batting fifth, number 3, Ryder Biggs. Batting sixth, number 14, Eli Yeager. Batting seventh, number 16, Isaac Modis. Batting eighth, number 9, Matthew Raymer. Batting ninth, number 2, Coy Gurka. And Houston Hottie at third base. In reserve for the Panthers, number 12, Archer Fuller. Number 6, Ashton Fuller. Number 23, Hank Mysecki. Number 5, Carter Priggy. Number 1, Easton Witt. Number 7, Evan Guerrero. Manager for the Panthers, Austin Bostang. The Panthers are coached by Matthew Thaler, Clinton Smith, and Jason Hottie. And now the lineup for the Shiner Comanches. Leading off and playing second base, number 4, Jake Simper. Batting second and playing shortstop, number 9, Lane Simper. Batting third and catching, number 15, Jacob Narada. Batting fourth and playing first base, number 2, Bode Warner. Batting fifth and playing third base, number 22, Landon Poehler. Batting sixth and pitching, number 10, Charlie Crawford. Batting seventh, number 6, Coy Herman. Herman in right field. Batting eighth, your designated hitter, Luke Dearlam. In center field, number 11, Landon Christensen. And batting ninth and in center field, Bo Bain. In reserve for the Comanches, number 1, Aaron Meagle. Number 3, Caden Nispora. Number 7, Levi Werner. Number 8, Clayton Fritz. Number 13, Tyler Harvey. Number 21, Tristan Vesley. And number 41, Grant Barrows. Coaches for the Comanches, Daniel Bodecker, John Peterson, and Ty Bodecker. At this time, we ask that you please rise as we honor America for the playing of the national anthem.
Back at the first pitch after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
All right, we are ready for the start of the ball game. And Tyler Witt will step in there against Charlie Clifford. And Clifford's first pitch is down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Fans still filing in here.
We need Witt to get us going here. He's been a heck of a leadoff hitter the last 2 years, and that's what we need tonight.
And next pitch outside for a ball, and it's 2-0. Great to see all this red and white here in the stands tonight, showing their support for the Panthers.
Not a bad drive from Burton to Elgin, so I'm not shocked that we got a great crowd.
And that was my drive.
Right at him.
Right at the left fielder for out number one.
He hit that ball hard, but right at him.
Yep. Now that'll bring up Logan Toss to the second baseman.
We keep hitting the ball. That's encouraging you. First batter hit the ball hard like that, just right at him.
Yeah. Toss had a great series against Port Aransas last week, including a four-hit game. And first pitch to him is in there for a strike, 0-1. Braden Martin waiting on deck. And pitched him and pitched it to Tosta. That is
a ball in there.
Base hit.
That a boy.
And Tosta is aboard with one out here for the Panthers. Top of the first inning. And it brings up the catcher, Braden Martin. And Martin was a big part of that win on Saturday. He had four hits in the game and also drove in a run as well.
Needs to stay hot. Tonight's the first night that we're facing a legit catcher. We're going to see what Coach Thaler, I don't see him changing his ways, but they have a legit arm behind the plate.
And this one, Martin said this one, a high fly ball deep and back.
He got it.
He's going to be caught in front of
the ball. And Tosta's keeping running. It's a double play.
It's going to be a double play. Tosta didn't realize it was a catch. And it's, like you said, Darrell, a double play. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. No score. Shiner coming in to bat back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
All aboard!
I was going to say it ain't Friday yet. A little early for the Yakety Sax music. Nevertheless, we're back here in Elgin. Tyler Witt warming up. They'll be looking at the top three in the Shiner batting order. Jake Semper, Lane Semper, and Jacob Narada. And for Witt, it's working at Braden Martin behind the plate, right side of the infield. You got Eli Yeager at first base, Logan Tosta at second, left side Ryder Biggs at short, Houston Hody at third. Into the outfield, it's Ruben Rodriguez in center. And this evening, he's going to be flanked in right by Coy Gurka and in left by Matthew Raymer. Martin will fire it on down, and we're ready to go with the leadoff man for Shiner, the second baseman, Jake Semper.
And leading off the benches, it's going to be number four, Jake Semper.
Bottom half of the first inning.
All right, now we got to D it up.
Witt gets set for his first pitch. Yeah, right down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. And next pitch, curveball.
Two.
In there for a strike, and it's 0-2.
he can get that breaking ball over there, it's very important on that one.
Oh, 2 pitch, and that is going to be sent into right field, base hit. And Gurka over to retrieve it. And the leadoff single for Jake Semper.
And that
leadoff
single is going to
bring out number 9. Brings up Lane Semper now.
Left that 0-2 pitch way too much fat of the plate.
Time calling, a little equipment fixing needed to be done by Martin. Now we're ready to resume.
Big lead by...
And down low for a ball. 1-0. Yeah, you're holding Semper on at first base. He's out to a huge lead. Witt going to check on him. And working from the stretch, the 1-0 is down low for a ball. It's 2-0.
You're all right, Big Witt. Let's go, buddy.
Biggs and Tosta shaded up the middle, looking for a possible double play ball.
Just need to get an out here.
And one foul up the first base side. I'm going to kick all the way over into the right field corner, which, they, as we talked about a little bit earlier, Darrell, they got a lot of foul ground to cover in this ballpark. A
lot of room. 2-1 count here. Runner on first for Shiner.
Witt's going to check on him. 2-1 pitch. Way high a ball, and it's 3-1.
Yeah, all right, Levin. Here we go.
And that one swung on, and it's going to be caught by Tosta.
That boy, Tosta.
Right there to snag that line drive.
It's going to be number 15, Jacob Nerada.
And now the catcher, Jacob Nerada, batting. So 1-1, one on. And for Witt, that has to be a little sigh of relief there.
He sawed him off on the inside like little brother did the other day. When he pitched.
Yeah, pitched to Nerada. A little bit high for a ball, and it's 1-0.
Pretty good pitch there. Guy, Martin, big old tall batter.
Martin even leaned back and asked the ump where it was, and he said, no, just a little bit high. That one down low, and it's 2-0.
On 11.
No score. We're in the bottom of the first inning with Burton and Shiner. Next pitch.
There it is.
And there for a strike. 2-1 now.
Let's throw us a ground ball to short. Roll this thing up. Atta, baby.
2-2.
One more time, 11.
And one up high for a ball, and it's also outside, and it's 3-2.
Now you go get him, Witt. Come on now.
Check of the base runner. Witt gets set. And the 3-2 pitch.
Yes,
and
sir.
Three called. That's out number 2.
Atta, baby.
That time he switched from the stretch and went out of the full windup and was able to get the strikeout. And Bodie Warner, the batter. There's another tall drink of water they got.
Big old, big old country boy.
Yep.
Yeah. Atta boy.
Ball in there for a strike. And it's 0-1.
He definitely ain't been drinking the Shiner Blonde. He's drinking the straight Shiner.
And next pitch, curveball popped up in the air. Yeager giving chase. And he's going to run out of room as it hits on top of the Burton dugout. Tonight, Shiner in the third base dugout. Burton's in the first base dugout.
Hey, way ahead here. Two outs.
0-2 count. Runner at first.
Let's get this third one finding out here, guys.
And next pitch, line drive, foul up the right field side. Kicks over into the corner, and that will hold the count at 0-2.
You're going to see him try to snap one off right here.
And pitch from Witt. And time was called beforehand. That was a late allowance by the umpire.
Yeah. It's all right, Witt. Here we go, buddy.
And that one's going to be popped up along the infield. Hody calling for it. And now Biggs calling him off, and Biggs makes the grab for out number three. And so in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And we've moved to the second inning. No score here in Elgin. Back into we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Can Duratol Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kanjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kanjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kanjura Tile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kanjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
All right, as we come back here, Ruben Rodriguez to lead things off for the Burton Panthers. And he takes a strike from Charlie Clifford, and it's 0-1. No score here, top of the second inning. Clifford with the next pitch to Rodriguez, and he's going to send that one out to center.
It's going to drop.
And drops it for a hit. And Rodriguez is aboard to start the frame for the Panthers. And brings up Ryder Biggs, the shortstop.
Come on, three.
Middle of the order in this inning for the Panthers, so chance to see if they can do some damage here against Clifford.
Need to push a run across here some way, somehow.
Clifford checking on the base runner. Pitch is up, and Rodriguez takes a break but doesn't go. And it's 1-0.
Last game, he had Biggs bunt, and he sacrificed him over the second. Got Yeager coming up next.
Squares away the bunt. And bounce that one foul up the first base side.
Hey, you got to give yourself up, Ryder. Come on now.
1-1 count. Eli Yeager is waiting on deck for the Panthers. Throw back in. Rodriguez in there safely.
Let's go, Biggs.
Scores away the bunt. Pops this one up and going foul. And makes it 1-2 now.
Yeah, all right, three. Here we go. You wanted to hit anyway. Let's go.
One curveball outside, and it's 2-2.
You might see Ruben run here.
And he's trying to hold up. He did, was unable, and he strikes out swinging. That's out number one. And bring up Eli Yeager.
Next to the Panthers is going to be number 14, Eli Yeager.
Come on, Yeager.
Yeager, left-handed batter. And curveball in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
It's a good pitch right there. Hit it hard here, Yeager. Back.
Throw back in. Rodriguez goes back to first. Got one out and one on.
To see that left center field gap shot that he likes to hit.
Clifford gets a sign from his catcher and the pitch outside. 1-1.
Come on, Eli.
Next pitch from Clifford. Yeager pops that one up. Third baseman over. And making the catch is Landon Poehler for out number two. And Isaac Modis, the batter.
That's going to bring up number 16, Isaac Modis.
All right, little Wyatt, come on. Let's go with two.
One foul up the first base side over toward the Burton dugout. And it's 0-1.
You can do it, 16. Come on now.
Throw over. Not far enough for the runner wasn't leaning far enough for them to get a good pickoff there.
He could throw it in that corner and let Ruben run.
Yeah.
Strike.
That one in there for a strike. 0-2 now on Modis.
Come on, Isaac. You can do it, bud. Come on now. Got Raymer on deck.
And this one slaps it over to first. It's going to be a foot race to the bag, and Clifford gets him to retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we are going to the bottom of the second inning. It is no score here in Elgin between the Panthers and Shiner. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies-Hecker certified paint and body shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
And as we come back here, curveball in there for a strike. Tyler Witt working to Landon Pollard. And it'll be Pollard, Charlie Clifford, and Corey Herman in this inning for Shiner. And he sends that one into right field.
Nice job, Corey.
Make the catch is Gurka.
Attaboy, Gurka.
I mean, he read that one perfectly.
Yeah. Big out, keeping that first leadoff man off.
Now the pitcher, Charlie Clifford, to bat. And Witt.
You got room, Jaeger. You got room.
Giving chase.
You got room.
And Kim's up just short.
Nice hustle, buddy.
And it's a foul ball on one. Just been maybe one step quicker, he probably would have had that one.
Like we talked, that's a lot of room over there. Yeah, he ran a long way. Two.
That one in there for a strike, and it's quickly here 0-2.
Go get him, Witt. Come on now.
Witt rocks and fires. Up and in, a ball.
Good spot.
1-2.
Now you snap a good one off here.
And that one fouled away.
Witt's bringing it pretty good. They're way late on everything so far.
And curveball outside. Two balls, two strikes.
Get him on this pitch. Here we go.
And that one over to short. Bigs up with it.
Nice.
Fires across to Jaeger and gets him.
Got a way to go get it, Jaeger.
Yeah, because the throw had pulled him off the bag, but he was able to step back and get his foot back on the bag to get the out. And it's a two down now.
Number six, Coy Herman.
So Coy Herman, the batter here.
I've got two big ones. Let's get one more and get back in there. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And strike call. 0-1. And this one, high chopper, went up with it. Fires to first. Jaeger's
got him. That a baby hit.
And that'll work out the side. Three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We're still scoreless after two innings. On to inning number three after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Call Your Construction is pleased to be part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Call Your Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
And on we go here to the top of the third inning. First pitch to Matthew Raymer is a strike 0-1. It'll be Raymer, Gurka, and then back to the top of the order with Witt here against Charlie Clifford. A 1 pitch. And way outside there, it's 1-1.
Had a lot of break on that ball.
Yeah.
Come on, Raymer.
Swung on and missed.
We need that on the third strike, and then he can run. He can beat that out.
Yep.
Let's go 9. You can do it.
Yeah, 1-2. Swing and a miss, and he's down on strikes for out number 1.
All right, little Gurka, come on.
And now Coy Gurka, the batter here.
Stepping in for Burton, number 2, Coy Gurka.
Come on, 2. Get on top of that plate. Let's make something happen.
And first pitch fouled away. Just past the Burton side of the stands. And that one taken for a ball. It's 1-1.
Let's go, Coy. Need you on.
Tyler Witt waiting on deck. Nobody on, 1 out. Here in the third, the pitch.
Up
high, 2-1. Good job of laying off that one.
Glad to see Coy back in there. He got hit on the hand in the last series. I take it there. It only hurts for a little while, too.
That went inside 3-1. Yeah, the game Saturday, he was used as a courtesy runner. That was about it. But hey, he did score 3 runs.
That's it. That's why we need
we'll
him on.
It.
Need him on with Witt coming up. There he is. Well, attaboy. Attaboy.
And that is the first walk from Clifford. And Gurkic is aboard now for Tyler Witt.
Bring up number 11, Tyler Witt.
Now let's see if Witt can move him around.
Tyler Barrel, that first one up, but it was right at the left fielder. gets it a little bit in that left center field gap. Gerker will score from first. Come on, Witt. Get you one.
One curveball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
You all right, Levin? Here we go.
Next pitch.
Another.
In there for a strike again, and it's quickly here, 0-2.
Has two pretty nasty curveballs. That broke late. He started it inside and caught that inside corner. Witt got a battle now. We got one out. Gerker on first.
One foul back. No balls, two strikes.
Can do this, Levin.
Logan tossed it, waiting on deck. Outside for a ball, 1-2.
Come on, Big Witt, let's go. There goes Gerke. Hands up. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Gerke's
out of board.
There he
is. Saw all that room behind home plate we talked about.
Exactly. All that extra room. And then the catcher actually lost track of the ball, and that helped too.
Come on, Witt, right here, buddy. It's a big run sitting there, only with one out.
And so now the first run of the game just 90 feet away for the Panthers. Clifford with the 2-2. Outside ball three.
Hey, come on now, Levin. Win this battle, buddy. Get you a run. Step out on him that way.
Pitcher taking a little too much time, so Witt's going to call time himself.
Have fun, Levin. Put it in play out there somewhere. Infield's playing back, so they're giving us up this run. Corners are up a little bit.
3-2 pitch.
It is.
A high fly ball back up against the wall. Makes the grab.
That'll be
tagging
it.
And coming in to score is going to be Gerker with
the
for the Panthers on the sacrifice fly by Tyler Witt. And Burton leads it 1-0.
Let's go with two, Tosta. Witt gave that ball a ride.
He certainly did. Some other places we played would have probably been out of here.
Let's go, Tosta. Let's go with two.
First pitch to Tosta. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1. So now nobody on, two outs in the inning, but a run is in, and Burton is taking a 1-0 lead.
Hit this ball hard.
And foul it off the catcher's mask, and it's 0-2. Umpire checking with the catcher, Jacob Nerada, to see if he's okay. So, assures the umpire that he is.
An 0-2 count. Come on, little Tosta. Come on now.
Fastball swung on, hit out to center. Backtracking, center fielder makes the catch, and that'll retire the side. In the inning, though, the Burton Panthers do come up with one run, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And we go to the bottom of the third inning. Burton leading this one 1-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Go, fight, win, Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants, the Burton Chamber citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administrators, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers! All the way to state.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, on we go to the bottom half of the third inning. The Panthers leading this one over the Shawnee Comanches 1-0. It is the Region 4 championship game. Winner will move on next week to the state semifinals to face whoever wins between Beckville and Overton.
That was huge getting that run right there, yeah. Doug. Now what we got to do, we got to come out here, three up, three down, and stay in their head. Right now we have all the momentum. It's huge getting three up, three down here.
Exactly. You got Luke Dearlam, the designated hitter, followed by Landon Christensen, and then back to the top of their order with Jake Semper.
Come on, Big Wit.
Tyler Witt now with a 1-0 lead out there. And
atta baby.
Blew it right past him, 0-1. And next pitch coming. Foul back into the screen, and it's 0-2.
Way to throw the ball, Witt. Let's go, defense. Be on your toes.
Dillon batting for the center fielder, Bo Bame. That one way high, got away all the way to the backstop, and it's 1-2.
Got a little extra adrenaline going right now. Not a bad pitch to bring it in. Let him know I'm coming in. It's my plate.
And a 1-2. Another high one, and it's 2-2.
All right, now you set up for that curveball. Let's go.
Another one stays high, and it's 3-2.
All right, 11. Don't lose him here. You got to get him here.
That one foul back, and it's 3-2.
Come on, 11. Let's go.
Full count to Dearland. That one over to Tosta at second base.
Job
and
four.
And Buddy Yeager, and that's one.
That up, baby.
Up next to center, it's going to be number 5, Bo Bame.
All right, so that looks like they are going to let Bame hit.
It's their first left-hander?
Yep. So I guess Dillon must have been batting for the left fielder Christensen instead. And Bame the left-hander, and he
way
fouls
behind.
That one away. Yeah, because they got Semper on next, so yeah, that must be the case. 1 pitch to Beam. Up high for a ball. It's 1-1.
Let's go, Witt.
Yeah, one foul away, 1 ball, 2 strikes.
He's bringing it. They're way, way behind.
Yeah.
Raymond needs to cheat a little bit more to this line. Atta boy!
And curveball, strike 3, and it's 2 down. Good pitch there by Witt.
And again for the Comanches, it's going to be number 4, Jay Simper.
And Jake Simper, the leadoff man, steps in here. He's got the only hit of the game for Shiner thus far.
All right, here we go. Let's get back in there and bat.
Yeah, that one back hit up the middle, and he's going to knock down it by Biggs.
Nice play, Biggs.
They're not going to get him, but it'll be an infield hit. But, yeah, great effort by Ryder Biggs out there behind the bag at second. And brings up Lane Simper.
Hey, we got 2, boys. We just need 1. That was a heck of a play by Biggs. Yeah. I thought that was up the middle all the way.
Me too. And the 1-0, that one is going to be fouled away. Or excuse me, that was the first pitch to him, and that's 0-1. Burton with a 1-0 lead. We're in the bottom of the third inning.
Let's go, you hit. Let's go.
Curveball in.
Yes, sir.
0-2.
Nice job. Hey, let's finish it now. 0-2. Got it, baby.
Oh, and there's strike 3.
Yes, sir.
And that'll retire the side, so. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 left on. And we are through 3 innings. Burton leads it 1-0. Back with inning number 4. And we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Larry Poppy Construction is proud to support the Burton Panther baseball team, specializing in residential custom homes. You'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. Larry and Ann are wishing the Burton Panthers baseball team and their coaches the best of luck in the playoffs. Go Panthers all the way.
On to the top of the fourth inning we go. Burton leading 1-0. And it's going to be Braden Martin, Ruben Rodriguez, and Ryder Biggs going against Charlie Clifford. Martin hit into a double play his last time up.
But he gave that ball a ride. I thought it was in the left center field gap, too.
Me, too.
And nice curveball.
In there for a strike. And it's 0-1.
All right. Let's go, Braden. Lead us off here. Two.
And one a pie for ball one and one.
Let's go 13.
Yeah, that one.
Leg it out.
Baseline. Throw to first.
No.
They're going to say he got him, but that's a close one. Wouldn't mind seeing a replay on that.
Man, I wish they could appeal it over here to me. Cause
next for the Panthers, it's going to be number 8, Ruben Rodriguez.
That was bang, bang right there.
Yeah, well, it really was. And so that's out number 1. It brings up Ruben Rodriguez now. And he hits a ground ball. Third baseman boots the ball. Go to first, high, and he's safe. Be an E5. And puts Rodriguez aboard.
All right, Ryder.
Next for the Panthers, it's going to be number 3, Ryder Biggs.
There's a Ryder Biggs stepping up here now, one on one out.
Come on, Ryder. We need a gap here. Come on.
That one is a strike call.
It's all right. You right here, 3.
Yeah, time is called. Rodriguez is going to go back to first. And Biggs fouls that one back. And it's 0-2.
Taylor getting a laugh at Little Biggs. He sat there and slipped after he swung. He went to one knee. Hey, have fun up there, 3. Can do this.
And pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. By the way, we want to thank his mom and dad for helping us get set up out here today. We really appreciate their help.
Yeah, they always tremendous people.
Right. 1-2 pitch outside for a ball.
He almost did us a favor again and gave us third base.
Yep.
Two and two. Come on, Ryder. Give it a ride.
And 2-2. Ground ball to short. They're going to go to second, get the lead runner, throw to first, and Biggs beats it out. It'll be a fielder's choice. It's a 2 down now, and that'll bring up Eli Yeager.
Up next for the Panthers, number 14, Eli Yeager.
Come on, Eli.
That one's outside for a ball, 1-0.
Come on, 14, we need a hit here.
Clifford checks the runner Biggs and brings the next pitch. Yeager swings and misses.
Good cut.
1 ball, 14. 1 strike.
You line one up here. There goes Biggs.
And that one is fisted out.
Keep
to
running.
Center.
Keep. It's hanging and up, though.
And they hung up with this wind, and that's out number 3. And as the center fielder hauls it in. And so in the inning, no runs, no hits, 1 error, and 1 left on. And we're halfway through this one. Burton leads it 1-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Summer is almost here, and the Bluebell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers baseball team in the playoffs.
And back we go here. And if Jacob Narada lead things off, he'll be followed by Bodie Werner and Landon Poehler. First pitch from Witt.
Atta boy.
In there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Get in front.
And that one ground ball to third. Hody up with it. Throw over to first, and Yeager digs it out on the other end for out number one.
Hey, we take that out.
Yep.
And next for the Comanches, number two, Bo Werner.
And Bodie Werner, the batter.
Keep that lead off, man, off.
And that one back up the middle, and that's going to scoot through for a base hit. And so Werner aboard. Third hit given up by Witt tonight.
And then singles going to bring up number 22.
Brings up Landon Poehler.
It's number four or five in order?
Five.
All right, Red, get it out. We got one. Bottom of four, Burton leading 1-0. Shiner has a runner on first.
And the pitch.
Strike.
In there for a strike. Good pitch by Witt.
Breeze kind of picked up a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's go, Red.
Oh,
two.
Pitch swung out and missed 0-2.
Come on, big boy, way ahead.
Werner taking his lead from first. Poehler waits on the next pitch from Witt.
Ah, baby!
Got him on strikes.
Two big ones. One more time, Red.
Gives him four strikeouts in the game so far.
Charlie Clifford.
Yeah, it's a Charlie Clifford, the pitcher to bat.
Sneed one, Red. Had a way to block it.
And down low ball, 1-0. That one popped in, hitting foul out of play.
One and one count. Here we go, Witt.
1-1. 2 outs in the inning. Wow.
Didn't miss by much there.
And 2-1.
Let's go, guys.
And fastball up and in. 3-1.
Hey, now you battle all the way back with. Come on. No freebies. Up.
Way high, ball four.
Tie and run on second. Two outs.
Two runners aboard for Coy Herman, the right fielder.
Nice job. Thaler coming out to pay a little visit to calm him down a little bit.
Yeah. And he's bringing the whole infield in.
What did this guy do last first at bat?
Grounded back to the pitcher.
That's very nice. We got a bunch of alumni, young baseball players in the stands that came to support these guys.
Yeah.
That's the sweet thing about a small town.
Yeah.
They always come back.
Mm-hmm.
We got Hartstack and Curtis and them guys in their red shirts over there supporting Burton and Thaler.
So two on, two out here. Burton with a 1-0 lead. We just need one more out to get out of this inning.
Here we go, guys. We need one out here.
Attaboy. One missed, 0-1.
Pound that zone, Levin.
Curveball 0-2. Jumped out in front of that one.
Come on, Levin, don't play. One more big pitch here.
Fastball. Get out.
Get foul. Right. Get foul.
And Gurka giving chase, and it's going to go foul. Kind of rode the line all the way down there and then turned foul in the last minute. And that'll hold the count at 0-2 on Herman.
Good try, Coy. Come on, Witt. Make me a big pitch here. Got two outs, two on.
And Witt. Working out a full windup. That one just misses. And it's 2-2.
Got him set up for a curveball right here.
And that one, fastball foul back, and it holds the count at 1-2.
Go, guys. Find this third out right here. Yeah, it is!
Got it!
That a baby!
And that over to the side in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. And we are four innings in the books. Going to inning number five. Burton leading 1-0. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life.
life, standing strong for generations.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
And on to the fifth inning, first pitch, Isaac Modis grounds this one to second. Throw to first, and he
got it by step.
Just nipped him right there at the last second.
Next up for Burton.
And Matthew Raymer.
Number 9, Matthew Raymer.
And so Coach Taylor wants to have a word with Raymer. In this inning, it's the bottom three in the order. Modis just batted, now you got Raymer, and then Gurka waiting on deck.
Raymer's been putting a lot of pressure on himself. Talked to him after the game the other night. Just told him, you got to relax. Trust your hands. Just throw the bat.
And down low for a ball, 1-0. Charlie Clifford on the hill there for Shiner. Next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Sorry, you're ready now. Here we go, Raymer. Can do this here. Base hit.
Foul back.
Good cut.
One ball, two strikes.
Way to hang.
Oh, no, he did get a piece of it.
Yes, sir.
And it is going to stay 1-2.
Barely got a piece of that.
Yeah.
Come on, Raymer.
Fastball. Strike three called. That's two away. Raymer strikes out for the second time tonight. And that'll bring up Coy Gurka. Gurka walked his first time up and has scored thus far the only run of the game.
Hey. Up next for the Panthers, number 2, Coy Gurka.
Need you on again. Get Witt back up there.
Taking for a strike, 0-1.
Go, Coy. Can do this. Need you on some way, somehow, buddy.
Swung and a miss, 0-2.
And now you battle to put it in play and run.
Yeah, one. Taking four ball, and it's 2-2.
Tried to get him to chase. Didn't miss that much outside. Come on, Coy.
And swing and a miss. Durkin down on strikes. Then we're down the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. And we have played into the middle of the fifth inning. And Burton still leads it 1-0. Back at it here, 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic provides dependable veterinary care and surgical services for both small pets and large animals, all while supporting the youth of Washington County. They're especially proud of the Burton Panthers baseball team as they continue their playoff run toward state. Way to go, Panthers! For trusted care that keeps your animals healthy and thriving, visit Washington Animal Clinic at 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to schedule an appointment today. Washington Animal Clinic is cheering on the Panthers all the way to state.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
And this one moving right along. We're to the bottom of the fifth inning. Burton Panthers leading the Shiner Comanches 1-0 in this one-game winner-take-all playoff for the Region 4 Championship. Winner of this punches their ticket to the state semifinals next week. Luke Dearlum, the designated hitter, will start it off here against Tyler Witt.
Let's go, Red. Let's go, Witt.
Yeah, first pitch popped up, and that's going to be foul. Back where the Burton
it almost got one of them little skippers back there.
Yeah.
We got about 20 of them playing back there.
Yeah. Next pitch, back up the middle. Witt knocks it down.
Come on, Tosta. Come on, Tosta.
Gotta hurry.
That a baby.
Gets the out.
Get a piece of it, Big Witt. So how would you do it? 1-4-3
Yeah, I didn't think about it. Yeah, 1-4-3
Boy, he lucky. He got a hand, little glove on it, and then Tosta come charging in.
Well, and heads up, too, by Tosta for staying with that one.
Big out.
And now Bo Bame, the center fielder, squares away to bunt, pulls the bat back. As the pitch comes in high, 1-0.
Let's go, defense. Atta boy.
Yeah, strike called. 1-1
He's shaking your head. No batter. He's throwing strikes.
Yeah. That one fouled away. 1-2
Way late here. Let's go. One out here. Bottom of the fifth. Burton up 1-0 Woo!
And curveball just missed.
Must have been up just a little bit.
That's my only guess, yeah. 2-2
Finish him off here. Atta boy!
Got it on strikes.
How many K's is that?
Well, next for the Crunchies, it's going to be number 4, Jay Zipper.
That is 6 right there.
That's 300 on the season.
There we go.
That's a heck of a deal. Come on, Witt.
Yeah, one up high for a ball. 1-0
Hey, two big ones here. Let's get another one, guys. At the top of the order coming up.
And taking for a ball, 2-0
All right, now all the way back, buddy, all the way back. That away.
We're trying to make it a 1-2-3 inning, trying to retire Jake Semper for the first time tonight.
And come on, little Tosta.
Throws to first.
Atta babies!
And they get it. Three up and three down. No runs, no hits. There's nobody left on. Five innings in the books. Two left to go. And we are heading to the top of the sixth inning after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
This is going to be number 11, Tyler
Wynn. All right, as we come back here, we're in the top of the sixth inning. And for Burton, it'll be Tyler Witt, Logan Tosta, and Braden Martin against Charlie Clifford. And he sent this one into...
That'll be me to gap it! Out of way! Let's go, Witt!
Two.
Stand up double right there, baby!
Yeah, that's the way to get the inning started.
Now, Tosta, do your job, buddy.
Now Logan Tosta, the batter. He is 1-2 in the game.
He got to get this bunt down. You're sacrificing Tosta right here, buddy. Giving yourself up.
Double checking with Coach Taylor down at third.
Come on, Tosta. You can do this. Put it down for. Do your job.
It squares away the bunt and swings and misses. It's 0-1.
You can do this, for. You can do this. Come on now.
Witt takes the lead from second. Runs away the bunt and pops that one foul back, and it'll be 0-2.
Now you base hit, Tosta. Come on. You can do this now. You got a base hit. Come on, buddy. Hey, trade places with Witt, for trade places with him.
Long look in the pitch.
Down low.
Strike three.
Oh,
call.
Dude.
Ooh, I don't agree with that one.
Coming in for the Panthers, it's going to be number 13, Braden.
Wow.
That one looked a little low there.
All right, Martin. Come on, man.
And brings up Braden Martin. Martin 0-2 looking for his first hit tonight.
You can do this here. Come on now. Don't leave him there.
Burton looking with a 1-0 lead, looking for more. Curveball is in there for a strike, 0-1.
It's all right, right here, buddy. Only need takes one. Drive this ball through the middle.
And pops that one up. Second baseman backtracking, and Simple hauling in. We're out number two.
All right, Ruben, you got to come up clutch now.
Ruben Rodriguez, the batter. He's been on base twice, once on a single, and he's also reached on an error.
Come on, Ruben. Come on, Ruben. Need clutch right here.
Yep.
Need a clutch hit. Got two outs. Witt on second. Can't waste this leadoff double. Drive it through that hole at short.
And outside for a ball. 1-0.
Come on, Ruben. Have fun up there. Pitcher and catcher can't get on the same page. That's a good thing. Maybe make them make a mistake. Come on, Ruben.
Two outs. Runner second. 1-0 count to Rodriguez. And the pitch. Taken for a strike. It's 1-1. Ryder Biggs waiting on deck. I'm going to get a chance to bat in this inning.
Come on, you, Ruben.
Long look at second. Pitch from Clifford is down low for a ball, and it's 2-1 now.
Let him know if it's in there, Ruben. Hit it hard. Need that run.
And this one hit in the air. Bat tracking, shortstop, makes the catch. Four out number three. So in the inning, leadoff double doesn't blossom. No runs, one hit, no errors. One left on, and we go to the bottom of the sixth. Burton still leading this one 1-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies-Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufactured parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979 530-5476.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Yeah. as we return here to Jack Fisher Field in Elgin. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you on a Wednesday night with the Burton Panthers and the Shiner Comanches. Burton leading is a region championship game 1-0. And for Shiner, be Lane Semper to lead it off. That'll be followed by Jacob Narada and then Bodie Werner.
2-3-4, huh?
Yep, and so far against Witt, they're combined 1-6. So we hope we can keep them off the base paths.
Hey, let's get this first one, guys. Here we go.
That a ball in there for a strike.
He got great command of that curveball tonight.
He certainly does.
Two.
And that one just froze Semper there at home plate. And it's quickly here 0-2.
Does he throw him three in a row?
If it's working.
I believe he's going to go upstairs.
And time is calm.
Come on, Big Wit.
That one just missed.
Sands a chin over here wanting that call.
One ball and two strikes. It was just a little bit off the corner.
You're all right, Levin. Here we go. Finish him off.
And the 1-2. Now way outside, and Martin snags it before it hits the backstop. 2-2. Now Martin going to go out and have a word with Witt.
You know he's got to be thinking he wants to throw another curveball here with the first two he threw.
Yeah.
Get on the same page, guys. Here we go.
Okay, now we're ready to resume. Lane Semper at the plate. He is 0-2 with a wind-out second and a strikeout.
Let's get it out here.
2-2 pitch.
Yes, sir!
For strike three.
Next for the Comanches, it's going to be
number
15,
number seven now
Jacob
for Witt.
Keep that leadoff man off of that base. Good job, Witt.
Narada 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground ball to third.
Don't let up, big dog.
Yeah, one down low, 1-0.
Here we go.
And that one fisted out to right field over.
Atta baby, Coy!
He's going to catch Coy Gurka for out number two.
Atta baby.
He got a good jump on that one. He's able to run that one and make the catch.
It's going to be number two.
Bo Werner. Goat Staler out. Giving instructions to his players as Bodie Werner bats. Werner 1-2 with a single. Two outs here in the sixth.
Two big outs here, guys. Let's find another one.
What's up, buddy?
And that one popped up. And it's going to be out of play. Jaeger gave it a look, but that was already too far out, too far past the fence.
It's a way to get ahead. Let's go, Witt. Come on, let's go, Big Wit.
And down low for a ball. 1-1.
Now we get him, Levin. Here we go, baby.
Curveball, didn't curve. And it's 2-1.
It must have been just a little inside.
Yeah.
Hey, here we go. No freebies, baby.
Pass ball over to short. Biggs up with it. Booted the ball, but throws to first.
Attaboy!
The recovery gets the play anyway.
But a hang with it there, Biggs.
And it's a three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on it. We're going to the seventh inning. Burton still with a 1-0 lead. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Go, fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants, the Burton Chamber citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
To Burton alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc., congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interests first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
And we're back here, and it's been quite the pitcher's duel between Tyler Witt and Charlie Clifford. Burton leading it 1-0. We're in the top of the seventh inning. It'll be Ryder Biggs, Eli Yeager, and Isaac Modis to bat here against Charlie Clifford.
Come on, Biggs.
Pitch to Biggs. Ball inside, and it's 1-0.
I need you on three. We need your speed on.
Biggs 0 for 2, but did reach base on the fielder's choice last time up.
Come on, three.
1-0 pitch, and sends that one.
Get out, get out.
And it's going to be caught for out number one. Eli Yeager, the batter.
Stepping in for the Panthers is
going to
be number 14, Eli Yeager.
Come on, Eli.
Yeager 0 for 2 looking for his first hit tonight.
Come on, Eli. Over that shortstop's head right here.
Oh. Pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1.
Can do it, 14. Here we go. Come on, Eli.
Yeah, that one up high, 1-1.
Come on, Eli. Ah.
And appeal. And third base umpire says he went around. And so it's 1-2.
Hey, you can do this, Eli. You don't need but one. Come on.
And battles that one away.
Sway to battle. Got to be looking curve right here.
And that one over to second. Semper overthrows to first, and it's two away now. And brings up Isaac Mattis.
Come on, Isaac.
That's going to bring up number 16, Isaac Mattis.
Mattis 0 for 2. He's grounded out twice.
Swing hard, Isaac. Swing hard, buddy.
That one up high. It's 1-0.
Raymer on deck.
And that one over to second. Up with Semper, throws to first, and that's out number 3.
All right, we need so, 3.
3 up and 3 down, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Burton leads it 1-0. We're going to the bottom of the 7th inning. Burton needs just 3 outs to advance to the state semifinals. Back to see how it transpires after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. And as Burton Baseball heads into playoff action, Burton Meat Processing is proud to back the Panthers. Congratulations on a strong season and best of luck on the field.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
All right, here we go. Burton Panthers 3 outs away from moving on to the state semifinals. And for Shiner, it's going to be Landon Poehler, Charlie Clifford, and Coy Herman to bat here against Tyler Witt. First pitch from Witt.
Hit him.
Not the way he wanted to start the inning. Charlie Clifford, the pitcher now, will come up to the plate.
Just was going to say it big to get this first out. Hey, now you bow your neck, 11. They're probably going to be bunting here. Get an out.
That's the biggest thing right now for Burton. They need outs.
Get an out.
Pitch from Witt. And it's going to be taken for a ball, 1-0.
You're all right, Witt. Here we go, buddy. The best up on that mound. Let's go get him.
Showing bunt and the pitch.
Yes, he did.
That time it went around, and it's a strike. It's 1-1.
Jaeger staying back at first, so Witt has all of the first base side. Hody has to be crashing from third.
Checking the base runner. And the pitch. Yeah. Swung through.
It's 2 strikes.
And tipped it, got a piece of it. It's 1-2.
Come on, Witt.
Yeah, you got to think Clifford's going to be swinging away here.
I think he's going to give him bun on all three.
That'd be nuts. Granted, would be, given that he hadn't been able to get down and get the first two down, we'll take the shot, but I'd be surprised. I'd be very surprised.
Let's get it out here. Come on, Red. Come on, 11.
And time called.
Hey, big pitch here, 11. Let's go. Yes, sir. Boom.
Strike three call.
Ah, that baby. Sit down. Now let's roll one up.
That's strikeout number 8 for Tyler Witt. And Coy Herman, the batter. He's 0 for 2 with a grounder back to the pitcher and a strikeout.
Let's go, Witt. Keep bowing your neck. We need two. Come on, Witt. Yes, sir.
For a strike. Good curveball again. He has really been working that pitch tonight.
Yeah.
Come on now, Witt. Oh, 11.
And that one hit in the air. Gurka back. He will make the catch for out number 2. And so now, here we go. It all comes
down to one. We're down to one. All right, Witt.
And it's Luke.
Everybody's up. Hey, don't relax, Red. We need one more.
Taylor positioning his fielders. Dillum's 0 for 2 with a pair of ground outs.
No doubles, Red. No doubles.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to get a runner here for the for Polar.
Number 8, number 9.
That's going to be 8, Clayton Frick, the batter.
Two big ones, Red. We need one.
Burton, a 1-0 lead, one out away from going to the state semifinals.
Let's knock it down. Let's get this last out. Come on, Witt. Don't worry about that dude over there. You get this batter.
First pitch.
Atta, baby.
In there for a strike. It's 0-1.
Two more times, 11. Come on, Witt. You the man, you the man. Here we go. Just need one out.
And that one taken for a ball.
Down just
one.
A little bit. Come on, Big Witt. You're the best on that mound.
Time is called.
Come on, Witt.
And that one ground ball to Tosta. This should be it. Flip
ball game!
Right on it! Woo! So flips it to Biggs covering second. That'll retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hit scores, one left on. Burton Panthers win it 1-0. They are going to the state semifinals. And listen to this crowd here tonight. And the celebration is on. What a game. What a performance. by Tyler Witt. And Burton does it. And that'll send us to our post-game show. And we'll be back with the post-game after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trail Masters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trail Masters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trail Masters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther baseball team a successful playoff season.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire. Go Panthers!
All right, we come back here, and the happy total board. The Panthers winning 1-0 over Shiner, and the gamble pays off as the Panthers are now moving on to the state semifinals.
You can't say enough about Big Witt. He was the man up on the mound, control all night. Yeah, he scared us a little bit with hitting that first batter in the bottom of the seventh, but the confidence level that he has, unbelievable on the mound. He is a dude, as Majeski always says. Hats off to that Shiner pitcher. He matched us. Yep. And everything, you know, 1-0 game. We said it was going to be a dog fight the whole way. Two heavyweights, you know. I know Thaler was a little worried with the one game, but hey, we took care of business.
Yep.
We got that hit. Gurka, he got on by hit by pitch. And then we talked before the game how much room it was back here.
Mm-hmm.
And they threw that curveball in the dirt. And he got second and third on it, one out. And Witt hit it deep enough to get that one run. And, man, what a night.
Turned out to be all he needed. And then just went the rest of the way, mowing the hitters down. And a new milestone for him, 300 strikeouts in one season.
Yeah.
That's an incredible feat for a high school pitcher.
And the young man's a junior.
Yeah.
And
still got him for one more year.
The poise that he showed on that mound, like I've said all the time, I love to see a dude grab the ball and he's ready to throw it. Keeps your defense on their toes, not back on their heels. And the plays we made, all the defensive plays tonight, anytime you do that, you're going to win.
Absolutely. And we're going to take another break and be back with more of the postgame after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dahman & Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dahman & Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dahman & Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
Collier Construction is pleased to be part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administration's faculty and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
The Burton Panthers baseball team is charging into the playoffs with determination, pride, and Panther power. Show your support as they battle for every run and every win. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering is ready to serve up winning flavor with a full lineup of delicious menu options, including crowd favorite barbecue. Call Wade today to reserve your date and let Sandtown Catering handle the food. Congratulations to the Panthers on an outstanding season. Go Big Red!
Burton Veterinary Clinic delivers trusted, full-service care for pets and livestock alike, blending modern veterinary medicine with genuine small-town attention. From routine checkups to more advanced treatment, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their experienced team are committed to keeping every animal healthy and thriving. Conveniently located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're ready to help when your animals need it most. Call 979-289-1161 to schedule an appointment today. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Burton Panthers baseball team. Best of luck in the playoffs.
All right, back we come here. And once again, your final score, Panthers win it 1-0. Going on to the state semifinals. Joining us now, the man of the hour, Tyler Witt. Tyler, congratulations. Big win for you guys here tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Yeah. I don't even know what to say right now. It was one of the best games of my life. That last inning was something. I mean, I don't even know. I'm so out of it right now.
Well, you guys came out here tonight. You knew kind of a different story here. Y'all were used to the 2 out of 3, having to go make the adjustment to just the one game only. So you knew win, lose, or draw tonight was it.
Yes, sir. I mean, we talked about this, me and Coach Taylor, and we were both nervous about it, but in the end, we're like, we'll go one game. A lot of their pitchers were hurt, so we went with our gut, and it ended up working out. I had a lucky at-bat, and Coy got on third base by that pass ball, and it just seemed like everything fell. And, I mean, it just went our way today.
Yeah, and then it looked like out there on the mound, you really had your curveball working good tonight.
Yes, sir. With this black sky, we've learned that these night games is very hard to hit a curveball because it's hard, like, our second game against Port Aransas showed us we struggled at the plate, and tonight they struggled at the plate. So we got to use it to our advantage. But curveball was by far my best pitch today.
Don't cut yourself short. That's nasty curveballs you were throwing, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Daryl was very proud of you again. I called you a dude on the mound, and you are.
Yes,
you
sir.
Want
Thank
the ball. You work fast. You keep the guys. Your defense played behind you again tonight. That's what wins you championships tonight. There are so many giddy people here, but we can't be satisfied tonight, okay?
Yes, sir.
And I know y'all won't be, and I know your coach won't let you be.
Correct.
But hats off to you, Cowboy. Way to throw that rock.
Thank you.
Yeah, and now you guys move on. State semifinals. One more round to get to the big dance.
Yes, sir.
And I know that's a goal y'all have. Just got to get we just got a word. Beckville won 13-0 tonight over Overton.
Goodness.
So we'll see. They don't play again until Saturday, I think.
Yes, sir.
But you guys can now sit back, relax, and then after graduation, get ready for next week.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right, Tyler, thanks for joining us, and we will talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All righty. And let's see. And we're also waiting on Coach Matt Thaler to join us. And we're hoping he's making his way over. I was looking to see if I could see him. Of course, we've got a lot of folks wanting to congratulate Coach Thaler on this one. And while they're doing that, let's go ahead and take another break and be back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administrators, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
All right, we come back here, and once again, in case you've been under a rock and hadn't heard yet, Burton Panthers are going on to the state semifinals, winning it 1-0 here over Shiner tonight. Joining us now, the head coach of the Panthers, Coach Matt Thaler. And, Coach, congratulations on this big win here tonight.
Thank you, Doug. Yeah, it was a big one. I've been doing this for about 22 years, something like that, and it's been probably the most exciting game. And sitting over there on the bucket, it was nerve-wracking, and that's the first time I've done that, even playing ball. So it's awesome. It ended the right way. We came out on top, so I couldn't be more proud of the kids.
And especially, I mean, this was a real pitcher's duel between Tyler Witt and then Mr. Clifford over there. I mean, back and forth, that was about as close as it gets.
I tell you what, both those guys were outstanding on the mound. And, you know, we had that one inning, and I rolled the dice to steal him, because I kind of knew that we were going to see some off speed there, and it just got the pass ball, got the third, and with one out, and Tyler stepped up with that, and that was it. And it's a good way to win a game.
Yeah, and Tyler doing what aces do. He goes out there and gives you seven strong innings and gets the shutout.
That's right, and it makes it easy over there. You know, when he's on like that, we're hard to beat, and you know, hopefully it'll stay like that for a while. But
with the breaking ball that he had going tonight, that's the best command I've seen him have all the last two seasons, and he wanted it.
Yes, sir. Darryl, we talked to earlier in the week, and I talked to him and said, man, are you okay with this? He said, let's go do it, Coach. And after he warmed up over there, he told me, Coach, all three of my two off speeds are working, and we went with it. So.
Hell of a game, man. That's all I can say. The crowd. I challenged them before they.
I'm going to try to find him. It didn't gun blow behind
you. I can hear you now.
Okay, let me see.
Hey, will you go underneath there and check if that's
good? Me? Okay. Hey, Mallory, are we back? Okay. Just check. We had a temporary power surge here, but anyway, we're back. We're back now. Yeah, with Coach Matt Thaler. And Coach, just want to wrap it up once again. Great job for you guys tonight. Now you're moving on to the state semifinals. We just got word that Beckville beat Overton 13-0 tonight.
Wow.
And I think they don't play again until Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. You guys now can take a little break and enjoy graduation, and then get ready for next week.
Yes, sir. You know, we can breathe a little bit now. You know, maybe give the guys off, have a little practice on Friday, depending on the weather. And once again, we have some unfinished business from last year, and that's what's going to be our mindset at practice. We're not going to change anything up, and we got one goal in mind.
You stay, keep them hungry, and I know you will. What I was trying to say before they unplugged us, you have to be so proud as a coach. The fan support that you have, the ex-ball players from Burton, half of your team that played the last 5 years, they were all standing here cheering for these young guys.
Yes, sir. And once again, Darrell, going back to the community and the support that I get, not only the fans are great. I'm glad. It's awesome they're here to support. We had more red than they had purple. Yeah. And even in the community, when we're doing fundraisers or if we need food, I've never been anywhere that, you know, I've been at four or five different schools, and this place tops them all, you know, and so I'm fortunate, and thank everybody.
No, we are very blessed. I say it all the time when I wrap up how thankful it is to be from Burton.
Yes, sir.
To have a community that supports kids.
Yes, sir.
And all the teams,
yes,
not
sir.
Just one when you're winning, but we do owe last year. We gave them a gift
last year,
and your boys are hungry.
Yes, sir. They
and
are.
And I don't think you're going to have to say much at all to keep them focused. Graduation is Friday. Anytime you're playing ball after graduation, Coach?
It's special.
Special.
Yes, sir.
I told them in 82 we went to the state title game. I'm 62, and I can tell you every play that happened, that's something that these boys need to get a taste of. And the team that you have, and it's a team.
I was going to say that, Darrell.
It's not one dude. You have a team that everybody gets along. That, I mean, if they don't, they put on a good fake. But
No, Darrell, they're great. No matter who I put out there, they support my decisions, and they play for each other, and that's hard to find these days because, you know, some people get jealous and things like that. And great team, great. They bring stuff to practice. Now, the bus ride, I can't. Yeah, that's a little different. We got to talk about that bus ride.
I hope your ears are ringing the whole way home, and you can't say a word to them. Hey. Go drink some Kool-Aid.
That's right.
Proud of you, big dog. We'll see you on next week.
Thank y'all.
All right, Coach Matt Thaler, join us on the post game, and that's going to wrap it up for us here tonight. Want to thank Mallory back at the studios for her great job on the boards. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in, and for all of us here at KWHI Sports. Oh, and also thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible, and for all of us here at KWHI Sports. Doug and Darrell saying good night, everybody.
Play ball.
Today's broadcast of the Burton Panthers baseball playoff game was made possible by Tails Master Cleaning and Mulching, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, St. John's United Christian Church in Burton, Plan North Architecture, Burton ISD, Kari Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Burnham National Bank, Dominant Associates, CVR Materials, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Burnham Collision Center, Memorial Oak Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Glenn College Market Realty, J&J Packing, Jared Tile, Churchill State Bank, CDM Pipe & Steel, PNC Car Wash, Mattress Guy, Woodman Life, Larry Cape Construction, Burton Veterinary Clinic, Silver Toyota, Roman Institute, Construction, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Katie, Trent, and Tucker, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Sandtown Catering, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.